Hey. God says that you are secure in Christ. You are completely secure. You're completely safe in his plan. I see you in the palm of his hand. He's caressing you, and he's saying, I love you. Good job. Be at peace because you are completely secure. I see that there's like a swirling of things above you, and that your life has been one of mixed ingredients. Sometimes it's like, you're like, God, what do I do? I don't know what to do. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, I don't want that. I can't do both, what do I do? And that you see yourself as like a contradiction sometimes. That your family background and the things that you're good at in your own brain, your own giftings don't really fit, and things you want to do don't match what you've done. God says that there's a little more stirring to come, but that really soon, everything is going to come into clarity. There's going to be a tremendous clarity. God says that it's not just a bunch of mixed ingredients, but it's a wonderful stew that he's making, that your life is and even now, it's a sweet aroma to him. And God really wants you to hear that you are a sweet aroma to him, that you are a gift of worship to his people, and that you bless him every time you worship, no matter how small of a act of worship you think it is. It blesses his heart tremendously, and his heart is soft over you. I believe that he's even going to come and bring a healing of into your life in the coming months just to be able to view him and view fathers in a different way. He's going to rearrange the way you think about the father, who the father is and how a father acts. He's going to heal old things to reorient the way you think. But there is still a little bit of stirring to come. So God says be patient, that all those ingredients that seem like they don't fit, be patient, because really soon they're all going to come together. And it's all going to make sense. I see you at some point in the future, you're going to be walking with a cane. But God says to not worry because his strength is perfected in your weakness, and that he's going to bring a healing to you because of that. There's a physical cane walking that you're going to have to do for a little while. But he says, don't worry because he's going to heal you, and he's going to use that time as part of your life story to teach you some lessons about his strength and your weakness, and that scripture is going to be your banner in that time of God's strength is perfected in my weakness. There's going to become a gift of healing that's going to be brought up in you in that time, a desire for miracles that's going to be seen by you. And see, the thing I see is you're walking with a cane, and you seem to get slower and slower, but then all of a sudden, you remember the scene in Forrest Gump? Have you ever seen Forrest Gump where he has the leg braces, and then he just... they fall off. Run, Forrest, run! Well... That's going to become a reality in your life, both physically and spiritually. There's going to be, I see you running, in both spiritually and physically. So look forward to that. Now, there's I see an interesting prophetic gift on you. There's going to be several really important words that God's going to give you. And the way it's going to work is, God's going to put someone specifically on your heart. It's going to be a person. And I see a politician at least once, but important people and unimportant people. Everybody's important, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. God's going to put somebody on your heart, and what you're to do with that is spend a lot of time fasting over that person and praying for the person. You need to have a journal and write down everything you think, and God's going to give you really detailed, very important words. And I don't see it. I don't see like a chatterbox just prophesying all the time to everybody you meet, but really important, really timely, very critical words that God's going to give you. And don't be deterred by if the person's really famous, because I really do see you doing this for people that really have a lot of influence. And you're going to think, how am I going to even get to this person? They're surrounded by bodyguards. Well, don't worry. He's going to give you the way. He always makes room for his gifting. So go ahead and begin to press in for your prophetic ears to be open. I need to pray for you for this. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come and fill our sister, Lord, to open her ears to the prophetic. God, and give her a soft heart to begin to look for opportunities to do this, to get these long, detailed words that communicate the fullness of the Father's heart to a person, and give her boldness to speak it. In Jesus' name, amen.
For I saw a picture of you just as a toy soldier has the key in the back, and the Lord has been turning it and turning it and turning it and turning it, and the tension has been building, and you're wondering, what are you doing back there, and when are you going to release it? And the Lord says, release is coming soon for many things that have been in you. It's just been bottled up. And God says, I'm going to release pretty soon. And you're going to go forward and be launched to do more things that you've had in your heart to do. God says, that is coming. But I see a picture of you also. You're on a diving board and you're just about to jump. Then you start wondering, well, is the water cold? Is the water hot? Is the water, what's the temperature like? And I hear the Lord saying, I want you to jump in head first. And I want you to trust me and jump in head first. For God says, it's by releasing yourself that you'll see that God will catch you and God will guide you and God has you. So the Lord says, I've got you. You can trust me. You can let go. I've got you. There's no reason to be afraid, no reason to worry. But the Lord says, I'm going to guide you and I'm going to carry you and I'm going to take you to the place that I've promised for you. There's a new satisfaction coming to you to enjoy life in a whole new way. And even the small details, there's surprises for you around every corner in this season of your life. God says, around this corner, around that corner, I'm allowing things in your life so you can realize, wow, God has ordained my steps. God has ordained my life, and things are showing up just to show you you're going in the right direction. You're going in the right direction. Well done. You keep walking forward, and you'll see that what God has for you is greater than what you originally had planned. I see you with a student's backpack, and the Lord's saying, you're in that capacity of a student. You're learning and learning, and there's more lessons on the way, but it's all great, and it's all good. What the end result will be, as you'll look back, it's not as scary as I thought. God has me by the hand, and we're going forward. I also see that the Lord is saying to you that there's a bringing of new, there's some mentors that God's going to bring around your life, some women that are going to really help you and really pour into your life in a new way, and even some that are in your life but will have that new liberty, that new release to start speaking into your life. God says, I'm bringing people around you that will pour into you more than ever before. There is a healing coming to your body, says the Lord. There's a healing, a new thing, I see an alignment taking place in your back. I see you standing taller, and I hear the Lord saying that you're going to go with a quicker confidence that you've not had before. Do you have a shofar?
No.
Get a shofar. Get the shofar. It's time to blow the shofar. It's time to blow the sound of victory, the sound of triumph. And by doing that, we are prophesying the victory and the triumph that you're about to walk into, a new season of triumph and a new season of celebration. And I even see that you're like that woman who brought that box and broke it before the Lord that had it all. And people would say, why would you waste that precious oil? But it's your all. It was your all. And you broke that before the Lord. And that caught his attention. And I even hear the Lord asking you, and why did you just dance to me behind closed doors? But I sense that there's a release coming to you to dance here, for a new freeness, to just dance express all that you have in your heart for the Lord. Unlock the contents of your heart to me, says the Lord, for they are a pleasing aroma, says the Lord. So there's a new liberty and a new freedom to worship with abandonment and just to be before the Lord. And God says, as you continue to release that worship, it will release you to a whole new level of freedom that you've dreamed about, but you will begin to see more and more. I see sapphires. And I see you in a sapphire mine and just mining for sapphires. And I hear the Lord saying, you're of high worth to me. You mean a lot to the Father. So as the Lord has invested in your life, God says, you are worth everything. You are worth all that I invested to unlock within you the understanding of how much I love you. But there's a breaking off of the past. God says, I'm going to take off the old robe of the past season, I'm taking that off, and I'm putting a new robe of dancing, a new robe of celebration, a new robe of joy, says the Lord, where you will go, and the sting of the past will remain in the past, says the Lord. So it's a season of dancing and joy before the Lord.
You know, it was I just want to tell you, just sense the, let me get over here, a little bit of the, so you don't have to look at the sun there. Sense so much the gladness in God's heart over you. First, hear God saying, good job. You've been through it started out rough. It was not easy. You didn't grow up easy. You didn't grow up on the plentiful side of things. And you could have turned out bitter, mean. But look at you. God says, good job. You had every opportunity to get mad at him.
I did.
But God says, good job that you've chosen to pick the sweet. And that the taste of bitterness has just about completely gone from your mouth. There are a few times when something will cause it to almost come back. But you don't. And you've been choosing. You've been making choices to eat the sweet and not the bitter. And I just hear God saying, good job. He's pleased with this. He's pleased. Second, I hear God saying, your camp is not complete. That there are those that are with you who are not with you. Or anyway, there's brokenness in some relationships. And you've got either husbands or children or whatever, close family that are not in agreement with you and have chosen the bitter, not the sweet. God says your camp is not complete, but he's going to make it complete. And that what you've not been able to do, he's going to do. And I see you in like a prayer, doing prayer, and I see you with a little trowel, like what a mason uses when he's scooping up the cement, and just a little bit on the bricks, and that's what your prayer has been like. And you've been trying to build a wall of blessing. But I see God come up with a big front-end loader, just and it's like, that's your prayer, but this is God's prayer. This is what God's, and that God's going to do what you have not been able to do, and that at times you felt like concerning these broken relationships, that you feel like you've been screaming into a wind, or that the prayers have just gone nowhere. It's like the torrent has just caught them and made them go away. And you felt like at times after just seasons of prayer and crying out to God, where'd that all go? I don't even feel like I did anything. But God's heard. He's going to complete your camp. Bring it in. Third. God says, don't worry about your old age. That he's going to take care of you. And I see you as an old woman. Being taken care of. I see your needs being met. And it's the funniest picture. I see you sitting beside an old-fashioned well with the crank and the bucket that goes down. Mm-hmm. And I see you sitting right beside it in a rocking chair, a wicker rocking chair, which in my mind I associate with old people rocking, you know. Sitting right beside that well of provision and blessing for you. So listen to what God says. My daughter, the rock that gushed forth water in the wilderness, for my people will follow you. You will not want. You will not lack. But I will provide for you at every step. And have no fear, for this rock has been assigned to follow you every day of your life. I will be with you. You are my daughter, and I am pleased. And not only will I bring the restoration, but I will bring a long-term provision and care for every need, says God. Fourth. He's going to bring people to you from afar off who are coming for the word of God. They won't know. They won't start out from somewhere and say, I got to go see sister so-and-so to get the word of the Lord. They're just going to be driven by the Holy Spirit. I see God like, you know, the little kids you see in Africa with the long whip that are chivying along the cattle, you know, just I see God just, and people are going to come to you, and people are going to show up on your doorstep, and one of the trademarks is they're not going to call first. And listen, when they show up without calling, you got to know that's God. Because us Americans, we just don't do that. But when they show up like that, you got to know that's God. And you need to perk up, because it's not just a visit. God's driven them along gently, like that little boy driving along those cattle with that long thing with the little whip. It looks like a little whip. So they're not going to be screaming, coming in screaming or crying. They're just going to be, hey, how are you? They're going, oh. And God will give you words to speak, okay? And listen, there's a word of comfort that God's going to use you to speak to a lot of people. So I see comfort in the midst of grief that God will use you, all right? So don't be afraid of funeral homes. At those situations, because I think God's going to use you there too.
There is a lot of creativity in you. God says you are very creative, and that there's even a gift of painting that he's going to use you in. Or, sorry, retract that. There's a gift of painting he wants you to explore. And even at some point, you're going to create a little space in your home with some easels and canvas and start painting. And you're going to be able to sell them at a coffee shop. So just... at some point, just watch for a coffee shop that sells paintings and put yours on the wall, and it's going to sell.
And with that, one other thing. I just want to quickly. Good. And I saw the Lord asking me to do this with you. And you'll realize that we're walking counterclockwise and exactly what was prophesied to you, but just to show you that the Lord is saying to you that I'm turning things back around and I'm restoring to you all that was stolen to you. So God says, no more will the enemy come in and steal that what belongs to you. I'm restoring to you in this hour talents, opportunities that have been stolen from you. I hear God saying, this is your season where I'm bringing it back to you, says the Lord, with a double portion and a double measure, says God. Let's declare. Father, we seal these words. We thank you for all the great things that you've declared, Lord. Father, we say, Lord, let her run into it. Let her see all of it with her eyes. And Father, let it bring satisfaction and joy to her spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Nothing to the ground, but all in action in her life. We declare it in Jesus' name. Amen.